So first off, it's just kind of going into Sonoma. It's been a couple years since the Cup Series at Bender. What is kind of like the buying process, knowing that we're going back to just single day race day only after the past couple weeks being qualifying with COTA in the 600?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of nice that we've had some practice, knock a little rust off of all our road crew and going through some of the fine details at the racetrack. It sparks some new interest of or ideas, I would have to say, as far as just the guys getting in a rhythm, being able to communicate and talk more about race cars and how to make processes better. But also, like COTA, coming off of COTA, having some a recent road course. Typically, we only really had Sonoma and Watkins Glen to kind of lean on to make your road course program better. And then, as the Rovals at Charlotte and Daytona's come along, it's helped put a little bit more focus on that area. So going to Sonoma, a little different racetrack than some of the road courses we've been on. Recently, probably say, but it is something that you're going right and left. And anytime you gain experience, no matter what type of racetrack and what type of car you're in, you're going to make things better. So looking forward to getting out there. Sonoma is always a fun racetrack. A lot of tire wear, a lot of things that can happen. And just looking forward to, having some fun out there.
No, for sure. It's definitely be good back, great heading back down there, doing all the stuff that I do. Now, the team Hendrick Motorsports have had tremendous momentum. Of course, you with Bowman winning at Dover for the 1-2-3-4 finish. And of course, Chase winning at COTA, and Kyle winning at the 600. Just how gratifying for you being a Hendrick for quite a long time, dating back to the time Johnson was driving in the championship run. How gratifying is it to be part of an organization that's just clicking after many years? In their eyes, the fans see it as just one car being stronger. This year, it's all four of them.
I mean, it's you'll see that in several organizations where one car seems to be running really well and the other ones kind of struggle. And the funny thing is people are like, hey, why don't you just put XYZ car setup in do that. And drivers don't have the same feel and want the same things in cars. So I know when we were the 48 20 or 24 48 shop, and Jimmy and Jeff were winning a lot of races. I think it was 17 one season between the two of them. You didn't have the same setup, and so who are you going to copy when the majority of the wins were coming from those two cars? So it's been nice to see success with our four cars, and they may not all be the same setup, but the program is in place to allow each team to set their car up and maximize the performance. And that's what I love about what we have right now at Hendrick Motorsports. All teams are working really well together, crew chiefs, drivers, crew guys. Yeah, is it perfect every day? Absolutely not. But to have the human resource that we have here and be able to bounce ideas off of is second to none. And ultimately, yeah, the cars are successful on the racetrack, but I think it all starts here at the shop and the people communicating and doing what they need to do to bring fast race cars.
Speaking of Johnson, you work with him as the lead engineer. Of course, Dover being one of his strongest tracks of his entire career, dating back to day one in 02. How you won with Alex at Dover as part of that 1-4 finish. It's been said, I think in the telecast, as they said as many times Johnson won, you never had the Miles the Monster trophy on your case.
Yeah, no, I mean, some of those trophies, you're able to get, mini Miles Monster trophies, cup on or box here or there. You're able to get the Martinsville clock if you want to order it after a win. I feel like some of those trophies are meant to be won if it's possible as a crew chief, right? And that's what I if I stayed an engineer or felt like, you know, my potential has stopped growing. I think I probably would have purchased those things, but you know, I had aspirations to be a crew chief. And you know, I wanted to put out there, hey, in order to get the Miles Trophy, you got to go win it as a crew chief on the Cup side or even Xfinity side, one or the other. But, you know, also the same way with like the Martinsville clock. So, you know, this year in the spring Martinsville race, you know, I think we're running third or second and we had a loose wheel. And I feel like, you know, we just got done passing the guy eventually that won the race in the 19. So, you know, those are memorable trophies that everybody kind of knows and are synonymous with, what you get at that racetrack. It's not necessarily a different sponsor that wants a different configuration of trophy. You get the Miles Dover Trophy. You get the, grandfather clock at Martinsville, no matter what sponsor is sponsoring the race. So, definitely one of those, you know, Daytona is another one, the Harley J. Earl Trophy. So, you want to, you definitely want to win those when you possibly can.
How sweet was it to win at Dover and be part of that landmark history with that 1-4 finish that has only been done by Roush and the Paulo back in the late 50s?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, you're not really, you're not really thinking of that at the time, right? You're not thinking about history. You're thinking about winning. You're thinking about how you can best place your driver, your team, to win the race. And that's exactly what we had to do, from a pit stop to, you know, restarts to everything to close it out. So, you know, when we crossed the line 1-2-3-4, it definitely was special. You know, I think we've done that before in qualifying for sure, but to have that done in a race is, to finish a race like that is definitely special. And, you know, we're really close to that during the 600. So that's just a testament to everybody here at Hendrick Motorsports putting everything they have, into these race cars, believing that we have a chance to win every week when we get on the airplane or the truck leaves the shop. You know, and that belief is what carries the momentum of the team and ultimately the drivers to go out there and perform.
No, for sure. What if there's one underrated element, as a trait that Alex has, what would it be compared to the drivers you've worked with in the past?
You know, I just, you know, everybody that I've worked with in the past have had different personalities. You know, you have had Jimmy Johnson different than Dale Jr., Regan Smith different than Chase. You know, Alex is probably in the same light, just different personalities and different ways they interact with, you know, the fans, different ways they interact with the team. And ultimately, you know, I don't think the talent on the racetrack is any different. It just, how they grow as leaders, how they become part of the team. You know, and I think that's something that, you know, Alex having a history of being with maybe some subpar teams in the past and maybe being blamed for the performance on the racetrack. I've never wanted to do that with my drivers. I wanted my drivers to know that I believe in them, that their natural ability and what they're doing on the racetrack from driver inputs is exactly what they should be doing. And what my job is to fix the race car to match those inputs. And ultimately, you know, I feel like he's gained and grown comfort in that. And I feel like that's the same way with all the drivers I've been with. So, is there times I feel like he could maybe position himself different on a restart or, you know, around a lap car. Yeah, I'll guide him in that. Or if he says, hey, man, I'm struggling here, give me some advice, I'll do it. But, you know, that's, you know, as a race car driver, what got him here it has nothing to do with my advice. It has everything to do with his talent and his ability to succeed on the racetrack. And I feel like, you know, that's one trait that maybe has been overlooked about Alex is his ability to wheel a race car. And Ultimately, we've seen that at Dover this year, at Richmond, put in high pressure situations to perform on a restart. And he came out really well at outperforming Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano, and also, you know, Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott and Kevin Harvick at Dover. So I feel like, you know, that's something that's been overlooked on Alex in the past, is his ability to close the deal and to perform in high pressure situations. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun this year. And, you know, of course, some of the other wins he's had, you know, California, Chicago, I feel like he's performed the same way.
In some aspects, he's been able to adapt for sure to multiple types of tracks that seen, but the track record of tracks that he's won with.
Yeah. I mean, definitely the Richmond, a place that we have really struggled as an organization and as a team, to go out there and, you know, for him and I and Tim, our engineer, and Austin, our car chief, to say, hey, you know, what we're going to do is build a race car that Alex can drive. And he knew that, right? He knew that, you know, we're done, you know, saying, hey, you got to drive like X, Y, Z driver, and here's your setup, and go do it yourself. We worked with him on developing a setup that works for him. And that's ultimately Richmond coming out of their high confidence. You know, you look at Dover as well. We've had a lot of success there. He's had a lot of speed. We haven't really had to adjust the setup necessarily just for him, because we performed. He had a lot of confidence, but we didn't really close the deal. Finished second a few times, you know, ran well and got in the back of somebody or crashed out. So the frustration there was not so much performance as execution and finishing. So that was another hurdle as a team that was really a confidence builder for himself and for our whole team. So, yeah, I mean, and just to continue, you know, performing at some of these tracks that we've struggled at, Martinsville, wasn't for the loose wheel. I wouldn't say we're going to win that race, but it was going to be a win for the day. Just because we performed at a higher level and a level capable of winning. So, definitely have to agree with that. And just looking forward to continuing a good season.
And for sure, the crew has certainly stepped it up. Dover being the prime example where the crew were able to just deliver. I haven't really checked. I think it's still one of the fastest pit times of the whole season, and it obviously helped get the job done. So, how thankful are you for that crew to step up their game? Because we talked about Alex stepping up on the occasion. The crew so totally did that day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can go to Dover and say, hey, you know, pit crew really got it done. But if you look over the past, not even just the last 1 or 2 years, over the last 7 years as I've been a crew chief, our pit crew has been phenomenal. You know, you've had some veteran guys that started out back then and still together today, and they play at a high level, and they know their position, they know what they're capable of. You know, I've tried to change choreography, or I tried to change somebody's stance or how they're doing something, and the more I try to force what I think is right, without letting them just play and maybe tweaking their details just a little bit, the worse we are. So I've came to a conclusion, let those guys play, let them perfect their craft. And they've been playing at a high level for years, not just Dover. So, and you know, they play at a level that I've detailed out for them. You know, we're, you know, hitting five lug nuts, you know, not the gimmicks of hitting four and dropping on four and doing all this, you know, where you're risking, you know, loose wheels and stuff like that. And, you know, when we did at Martinsville, you know, we only got four tight on the right front. Cause you know, not that we weren't hitting five, but it just was a decision made to that was good enough. We had a loose wheel. So for us, we want to just make sure that we stick to the basics. Can we go faster than what we did at Dover? Absolutely. Are we going to risk tight wheels and being able to stay on track? Absolutely. And so just trying to, you know, stick to the basics and, you know, have fast, consistent stops. You know, I know we can play faster, but we're also going to be more of a risk category. And, you know, what they've been doing on pit road has been top three all year, probably top three all last few years. So, you know, just continue that hard work and continue them, you know, being disciplined in that area.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously with the new car, with the also with pit stops going to look a little bit different with just a single universal lug nut that you see in sports car racing. You feel like the crew members are not being credited enough, especially as far as competition is concerned, because back in the day, there used to be the pit stop competition where the spotlight goes on them. Do you feel like such things should come back to give them that recognition as far as people watching or following?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing to talk about because, you know, the guys in the chassis shop or the engine shop or any other hands and knowledge that put time, blood, sweat, tears into these race cars, they should be acknowledged as well. So it's very difficult, you know, in this sport, you know, your driver is the face of your team. You know, and ultimately, you know, if you're sitting there waiting to get recognized for a job well done, you know, and you need personal pats on the back to get that gratitude, then, you know, I think you're probably asking a little bit too much out of everybody. And I know the pit crew does a great job. But also my setup plate guys do a great job. My vehicle engineers do a great job. Guys in the chassis engine shop do a great job. So it's definitely difficult to spread all the you know, credit where it should be spread. But that's my job as a crew chief and a leader to, you know, after a win or after a good weekend, to go say thank you and to say good job and to have a personal connection with people outside my team. So sure, I would love everybody to have more recognition and acknowledgement, but you know, in this day and age and in this, you know, through social media, you're able to do that probably, but in the end, that's not why people sign up for these jobs, to get all the accolades. You know, that's kind of the driver's position, I think.
Good point. Now, finally, kind of to wrap it up, of course, about over a month ago, it's hard to believe it's been a month ago considering everything that's going down. The throwback scheme, just kind of tell us the backstory of it, because from what I understood, it was kind of like hush-hush between Alex and his crew, and when you found out, obviously, we've seen the video of your reaction and all. Just... it's like there's been a lot of drivers or even members from the teams getting throwbacks of their own. Of course, at the Xfinity, you saw Josh Williams paying homage to Rusty Cruz, and of course Bowman throwing it to your old late models. Just describe just how neat is it to be honored that way?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I'm pretty low-key guy. You know, don't really like a lot of attention, and you know, I was ultimately really surprised. You know, I had a, you know, I raced late models for sure. I loved racing. I loved the mechanics and the driving side, but the mechanics and the vehicle dynamics behind race cars really was fascinating for me, and ultimately led me to be an engineer in the job I have today. But I did enjoy driving. And, you know, when I chose to step away from racing to pursue my career, working in it, you know, that was a tough decision for me, ultimately probably the right one. Right. But you know, to kind of be surprised with one of my old late models, with the paint scheme that kind of chose me in a way, you know, ultimately that probably wouldn't have been my first color choice. That probably wouldn't have been my first color of numbers and all that stuff, but the way it all happened and the way I learned about Jim Pagel and you know, the his tragic death at WIR, and how it kind of, I was starting my career and just getting going. And, you know, it's kind of ironic how, you know, Allies, you know, primary colors really lined up with that paint scheme. And it was almost fitting for it to be 23 years later, a throwback scheme to me, somebody that didn't really, I wouldn't say I was totally impressed with it, but didn't raise my hand and think that was necessarily something we should do, and never threw out that idea. And for Alex to take it upon himself and to you know, think of me rather than, like you said, a paint scheme he might have had, or maybe an idol of NASCAR or a driver that he idolized growing up, and to throw it back to me, it was really cool, something that I'm going to cherish for a long time. The pictures, the memories of it, you know, I'm really going to enjoy 10 years from now. I was rather embarrassed through it all, just because it's just not something I think I deserve. You know, and then, you know, rather upset that we've only got a 17th place finish out of it. So it was cool experience. I'd have my family be all part of it as well. It's something that, like I said, I'm going to enjoy at some point in my life and career. But ultimately, you know, it was probably something that really made me look at Alex in a different light and say, hey, man, that was pretty cool. And, you know, we're a team, you know, we're somebody that has each other's backs and enjoy being around each other. And, you know, it's more than just tighter and loose and more than just a fast race car. So, definitely a cool experience, and appreciated everybody's efforts, you know, everybody from Andrea Brimmer from Ally allowing that to happen, to Jenna, to Kelsey, to Alex, to those, all those people behind the scenes that had the photo shoots and had to get the merchandise done and the paint schemes, everything like that. It was a lot of fun to after the surprising find out, but yeah, I don't know what else to say, but it was pretty cool.
Totally. And also, in fairness, a pink on the number has done quite well, as you saw with Elio winning in a pink car. So hey, pink are for winners as well, so it's all good in that regard.
Yeah for sure. You know, I grew up with six sisters, so I know what multiple different colors are. And I was more of a blue guy, you know, a darker blue. So something flashy like that, that drew attention. That was something that I typically went, like fluorescence and, you know, bright colors was not my style, just because I didn't like the attention. I didn't have the fancy rim or fancy truck. I didn't have the loud muffler or hopped up, you know, modified whatever. I just had a plain Jane, and that's all. That's me.
Oh, for sure. So yeah, it's kind of funny how, kind of to wrap this thing up, it's kind of funny how a Dober after the race, kind of like he kind of jokingly said, "No, oh, nobody wants to talk, ask questions about you and all of that." So it's like, based on everything what you told me, seems like you're definitely have a lot of viewpoints that all of it comes across as like humility, kind of like it's all about team. You're just simply a part of the puzzle, not the puzzle.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think if you talk to any guy on my team, I put as much trust in them to do their jobs to make me successful as anybody. And, you know, and really, if you believe in that, and when you do have success, it's not because of me, it's because of the guys on this team. And, you know, we have a great pit crew, but nothing short of me allowing them to do their job and make mistakes and be successful is what makes them good. That's the same with any guy on our team. There's no right or wrong idea. There's just an idea that we got to go out and execute and figure out. So, I've always been that way. I've every sport I played, I always tried to play the support player as best as I possibly can. If they need somebody to rebound, I'll go rebound. If they need somebody to guard the center, I'll guard the center. If they need somebody to shoot a three-pointer, I'll shoot it. But, you know, if I make it, I'm not holding up a three walking down the court. You know, I'm running back to get a steal or play defense. So, you know, that's how I've always been growing up. A lot, you know, my parents instilled that in me. You know, my dad was a hard worker. My mom never complained. So, you know, I didn't know any different. And, you know, when I was on the racetrack, I respected other drivers and their equipment. So I raced them hard and I raced them clean. And if I couldn't beat them by doing that, then what does it matter if I get a win by wrecking somebody? So ultimately, that's probably why I didn't make it as a race car driver. I had too much compassion for other people and the money they spent on race cars and to really put it on the edge and you know, jeopardize their potential next week.
Most certainly, that is a good way to close this out. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to answer a few questions that I've kind of saved up for a couple of weeks now. I know when I talked to Kelsey as far as setting up this whole thing, it was like after the Dober win, but no worries. I figured to do the day that I literally come back home from Indianapolis before I head to Sonoma, literally tomorrow. Figured it worked out perfect, but can't thank you enough, Greg, and hope best of luck at Sonoma this weekend, excuse me.
Yeah, no problem. I know you guys, work hard and travel a lot. You know, obviously what you do is very important to us and to the sport. So, you know, next time you need something done, I'll try to let me know and when you want it done and we'll make it happen. So appreciate your efforts and making our sport come to life and tell a little story about a kid from Michigan.
Absolutely, for sure. So I really appreciate it. So I'll let you know otherwise if anything comes to mind. But thank you for sure. Have a good rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.